I got in another predicament. They were going there. Nancy went looking to fix supper. Said their sister was fixing supper for them.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone's fixing for them, I don't ask anyone to stay because when I cook for somebody, I won't come.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, now, if your sister's fixing, you go for supper.
Uh-huh.
They didn't leave till after 6, and I had to be ready at 7 to go to Farm Bureau Directors.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go suckle those calves.
Uh-huh.
I had to hurry. I didn't have to get ready. I didn't have to just give my hair a little brush and a promise. But we made it.
Do you have to do that with a bottle? Do you give them a bottle?
No, I let them suck the cow.
Oh, you take them, but you keep them away from the...
I keep them away from the day. They stay in a lot and she goes back up here and feed.
Uh-huh.
Then she comes in. I put her some feed down and go turn them in. And I milk. Of a morning, I usually take a quart for myself.
Uh-huh.
And then about a quart for these cats.
Uh-huh.
And then while the calves are still tugging at her, I run and take chocolate and water to a hole and a pen down there.
Uh-huh.
Come back by and come get more water and go back in the chicken house. Water and feed a chicken. And then I come in and eat my breakfast. if you don't forget it sometimes.
Do you just have one hog or do you have, just keep one and just have one?
One. Uh-huh. It belongs to Raymond up here. He gets the hog and I feed it and we have it.
Oh, I see.
Well, there's no having to it. Yeah. We just put them... part in his racing, part in mine, and we all eat as we want to.
Yeah,
and they bring my supper every night,
and
usually enough for dinner the next day, so I don't do much cooking.
Uh-huh.
It's not interesting to cook for one.
No, I guess not.
And sit down and eat yourself, and other women the same way. I heard a lecture over the TV one time, back a few years ago, on these vitamin pills.
Uh-huh.
And this doctor was just... Oh, he's just telling how awful it was that all young people are taking vitamin pills. Said they're just wasting their money. They're destroying their bodies. He said there's two people that need vitamin pills. Said sometime you'll get a little child that you can't hire, persuade, punish, or do any way on earth to get him to eat right. He said, cram a vitamin pill down him. And then he said older people who live alone. He says just human nature, they're not going to cook a balanced meal three times every day of the world, and they won't sit down and eat, and they can take a vitamin pill. I thought, brother, you're talking right to me, but I'm not going to take a vitamin pill. So after that, I did take time to at least once a day fix a good balanced meal. And then Thelma has to fix a good meal for her little girl and her husband, so what she sends is a well-balanced meal,
too.
Last night, she sent chicken and dumplings.
That's what I had for dinner yesterday over in Shady. It's just, I stopped and talked to Mr. They had a whole bunch of people over there.
Uh-huh.
They had me stay. It was nice. Well, you call, now, do you ever call, is a gulch isn't the same thing as a hollow, is it?
No. The gulch is where it just cuts deep down, makes a big hole.
Yeah.
And a hollow is just, it don't have to be... cut down, it's just by nature. It's a hollow, it's usually between two, a narrow valley between two hills. Now on my place, we talk about going to the, on the Ben Greer place up there, I have 55 acres, and we talk about going to the hollow.
Uh-huh.
Take this roll of fencing up to the hollow.
What would you call something higher than a hill? Just a little higher than a hill, you know?
A mountain, I believe. Right.
Now, what about when you when you're coming to the mountains? You come to these things that kind of stand up. Separate.
Knolls, sometimes round, like now this place right out here we call a knoll, because it just round like a potato hill.
Is that the same thing as a knob?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
You'd probably call it, you'd be more likely to call it a knoll than a knob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know the way we use it right here. The knob's bigger. Now, we speak of this little knoll right out here, which is just a little place. Then we talk about Ball Knob. That's a mountain up here.
I see.
That I think there's some distinction
there. Is a difference
in there
between...
Because I never heard that Ball Knob called a knoll. I think the knob is bigger than the knoll.
And a place you can pass between through the mountains up at the top, and you see it kind of comes down like that.